Good morning. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to begin this morning with some Chopin. He was actually a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact that he performed scarcely 30 times in his whole adult career. He wrote brilliantly and ambitiously for the instrument, and we're going to be hearing his Grande Valse Brillante No. 2. This morning it's performed by Evgeny Kissin, who began to play the piano at the age of 2 and made his concert debut at the age of 10. He has since performed worldwide. This performance was recorded at Carnegie Hall. Here is Evgeny Kissin. Evgeny Kissing with Chopin's Grand Valse Brillante, number 2, that was recorded at Carnegie Hall. And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with some Mendelssohn. Now, he was inspired to write his Scottish Symphony while on a trip to the land back in 1829. And on his tour to Scotland, he wrote back to his parents, and I quote, "Late at dusk today, we went to the palace where Queen Mary lived and loved. There is a small room there, with a winding stairway to the tower. The chapel adjoining it is no longer any roof. There is much grass and ivy growing in it. And on the crumbling altar, Mary is crowned Queen of Scotland. All is in ruins, decaying. But yet, the clear sky shines in. I believe I have found here today the beginnings of my Scottish symphony." Those are words of Mendelssohn after a tour of Edinburgh. And this morning we're going to hear his impressions set to music. This is the finale from his Symphony No. 3, his Scottish Symphony.
Thank you.
What a rousing way to get up on a Sunday morning. That was the New Philharmonia Orchestra with Wolfgang Swalish conducting. That was the finale from Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony No. 3.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Sounds like something definitely that we should do. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM this morning in Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. And I could not resist this morning to give in to a favorite of mine and play some unaccompanied Bach. Here is Victoria Malova and closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor.
Thank you.
Hard to believe that's the sound of just one violin. That was Victoria Malova and the closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue now with some music by the American composer Philip Glass. He was born back in January of 1937 and is one of the most highest-profiled composers writing classical music in the 20th century. His music is described as minimalist, but he himself describes it as a composer of music with repetitive structures. This morning we'll be hearing Changing Opinion. Here is Bernard Fowler, Michael Reisman, and Paul Dunkel.
Sometimes it was a murmur. Sometimes it was a pause. Sometimes it seemed to disappear, but then thank you.
Changing Opinion by Philip Glass, performed by Bernard Fowler, Michael Reisman, and Paul Dunkel.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as we play what we like, it is oboe music time. Here is Marilyn Zepnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard with Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B-flat major.
Thank you.
Marilyn Zupnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard. They were joined together with Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B-flat major.
Vancouver will be twirling its tassels for the seventh year in a row when the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival takes to the stage May 3rd to 5th at the Rio and Vogue Theatres. There are more international performers this year than ever before, including the current reigning queen of burlesque, Miss Indigo Blue, and the boylesque sensation, Jet Adore. The festival has variety acts, live music, comedians, and burlesque all together in 3 nights of the sexiest and most entertaining weekend of the year. Tickets are available from northerntickets.com or visit the festival website at vanburlesquefest.com.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue this morning with some music by Samuel Barber. He began composing at an early age with his first operatic attempt at the age of 10. He went on to study composition, piano, and voice at the Curtis Institute, but he knew at an early age that he was destined to become a composer, as attested to this letter that he wrote to his mother. Dear Mother, I have written this to tell you my worrying secret. Now don't cry when you read it, because it is neither yours nor my fault. I suppose I will have to tell it now without any nonsense. To begin with, I was not meant to be an athlete. I was meant to be a composer, and will be, I'm sure. I'll ask you one more thing. Don't ask me to try to forgive this unpleasant thing and go on and play football. Sometimes I've been worrying about this so much that it makes me sad. Well, I will say that I'm glad he did go on to become a composer, and we're going to be hearing some beautiful works for voice this morning. Here are some selections from his complete songbook.
Thank you.
Thomas Hampson and Night Wanderers, also Cheryl Studer before that, with The Sweet Imprisonment. That was music by Samuel Barber. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the fabulous Worku. And I'm going to leave you now with some selections from La Bottine Souriante. Till next time.
Je vais vous chanter une petite histoire.
Je vais vous chanter.